This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You know we're nationally syndicated on USA Radio, but today happens to be our first day on a new station in Las Vegas, 670 AM in Las Vegas. And to celebrate our first day on a Vegas affiliate, even though this interview is all over the country, we wanted to get you a very special guest. And who better than my favorite president of all time, President Donald J. Trump. President Trump, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Well, I know why you're expanding, because your ratings are great. You know, I like to check that on occasion. I'd do your show if you had nobody listening, because I like you so much, but your ratings are fantastic. That's why you have a new good one in Las Vegas and all over the place, Wayne, so congratulations.
Thank you, and congratulations to you, because your ratings are great. Now that everyone, all the people who voted for Biden, which was the biggest mistake of all time, you and I both believe the election was rigged, but he still got some votes he didn't deserve. And the chant across America now is, let's go, Brandon. And you and I both know what that represents and what that really means. Why is everybody chanting, let's go, Brandon, President Trump?
Well, I think two things happened. First of all, I assume, let's say 90%, that the young person doing the interview was in on the game with the fake news. And she probably said, I got to clean this up or I'm going to be in trouble with my bosses. And so she did a good job of cleaning it up, but it didn't work out so well. That was sort of like Hillary's when she used the word deplorable. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought that was going to turn out to be an explosion? So when she talked about Brandon, she thought she was cleaning up a different deal. It was very interesting, but I guess it backfired a little bit. But actually, the original, there are those that say that the original, you can never replace it.
Well, you know, I didn't really even care why it happened. Obviously, the NBC reporter was faking it because they didn't want it to go out over the airwaves. And everybody was screaming that epitaph against Biden. But my question for you is really, why do you think it's caught on like wildfire? And they scream it at college football games and at sporting events and everywhere in the country, because the nation's in disaster. This guy's the best thing that ever happened to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's no longer the worst president in history, right? How bad are things under this guy? How great would they have been under you, President Donald J. Trump?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's why this caught on, because people that never even thought of it, people that aren't very political people, and believe it or not, it's hard for you to understand that and me to understand it, but the fact is there are people that don't think about politics all the time and don't think about a lot of other things all the time, and all of a sudden they're just saying, this guy is the worst president we've ever had. Every single thing he's done has turned out badly. If you look at the border, if you look at Afghanistan, I think Afghanistan was a very big moment because it showed such gross incompetence. We were going to take them out. We were going to move the military out last. We had total control of the Taliban, absolute total control. Abdul, the leader, Abdul, and I got along with him, great, but it was tough. He knew they'd be held to pay, and he didn't shoot 18 months, and they shot not one American soldier. Think of that. 18 months, we didn't have one shoulder, even shot at, let alone killed. Nobody killed. 18 months. And Biden even said that. And then they got angry at him because they said, you're not supposed to say, you know, we kept waiting for the other. He said, in 18 months, I will say, American soldier killed under that agreement. And then his people start screaming, you got to add, but, you know, where was the bad news, right?
Right.
And now he's a disaster. The border is, you know, the second embarrassment. Now, normally a border like that would be the greatest embarrassment in the history of a country. I think Afghanistan tops it. But what's happening to the border long term, that's going to be the worst thing that's happened to this country. Millions and millions, probably 10, 12 million people will be in the first year Because I believe that. I believe you multiply times anywhere from 5 to 7.
It's an invasion.
And I think you're going to have 10 to 12 million people in here.
It's an invasion. It's incredible. Now, listen, I went to
Columbia. It's an invasion.
I don't know if you know, I went to Columbia University. I was the guy who originally talked about going to Columbia with graduating in 83 with Barack Obama as my classmate. And we all learned a strategy called Cloward Pivot. Two Columbia professors, husband and wife, and they said, we want to destroy America, make it into a socialist nation, and we'll do it by getting everyone on welfare and bankrupting the system and collapsing the economy, and then suddenly all the businessmen are on their knees begging government to save them, and the whole nation has embraced socialism. It's happening right now, President Trump. The border is the way they're doing it. They're bankrupting the country by letting in millions of people who want welfare from cradle to grave.
Yep. Well, at first I thought it was gross incompetence, and then I realized, you know, they could have built the wall in a month. It could have been finished in 2 weeks to a month, and they wanted to keep it open. Now it's still having a huge impact, but we have little sections open. They could have closed it up. You would have had a sealed border. We built almost 500 miles of wall, and, you know, except for the fact that the election was totally rigged, and I have no doubt about it, neither do you.
In fact, I
read a note that you wrote to somebody saying that in Fulton County they ordered a million ballots just before the election.
Right.
That's a very mail-in ballots. That's a very interesting. I thought I heard all of the stats. But by the way, I could add about 15 of them that you wouldn't believe. One of the stats is, how do you win Alabama and South Carolina by the largest numbers ever, but lose Georgia right next door?
You know,
by a very small number of votes.
Let me expand on the Georgia story a little bit.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the Georgia story. So Fulton County ordered from the printer 1 million mail-in ballots only 10 days before the election, when they knew they could never get them back in time to send them out. And they ordered no envelopes.
Yep.
They were never planning to send them. They were waiting until after election.
You know, that's a stat. Wayne, that's a stat I hadn't heard. I thought I heard of all of them. That's a big factor right there.
Very big,
especially
factor.
Ordering them without the envelopes.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out they ordered them with signature. Please put signatures on them.
No, I think
it's a disgrace.
I think they had factories going 24 hours a day, President Trump, with Democrat lawyers with whips in their hand, and they were all filling out, Biden, Biden, sign it, Biden, sign it. Because, you know, the key was, in all these states where they, in my opinion, rigged it and beat you only by rigging it, they all said Biden, but they didn't check any other Democrat box because they didn't have time to go down the entire ballot. They were rushing to make sure they defeated
you.
So, look,
absolutely. And they don't want us to see the ballots. And the judge, amazingly, this judge, all of a sudden at the end, he called that off. We just wanted to see the ballots. And then you find out that he's got an election coming up in an area that supposedly is Democrat. I don't know, supposedly, because I don't. One thing, I think people have learned something from me, two couple of things. Number one, the media is totally corrupt and dishonest. And number two, we have corrupt elections. And let's see what happens in Virginia, because I guess in Fairfax County, they're already seeing things happening that they're not happy about. A lot of people aren't happy about it.
I wrote a column, I'm assuming you didn't see it, right before the Larry Elder governor election and a recall in California. And the title of the column was, we all know Larry Elder's going to win, and we all know he's going to lose after the fact. They'll never let him win. Yeah. In other words, I think he could have won, but it wouldn't have mattered because they had enough ballots waiting no matter what happened, just like you. And I fear the same thing is going to happen in Virginia. Even though we have a good candidate, even though he's leading in the latest Fox poll by, I think it was 8 points, and he's pulling away, my opinion is after Election Day, they'll keep counting like Pennsylvania did to you for like 7 days, and then he's going to lose. And this is the tip off.
Well, we just hired the same lawyer that's been doing a lot of their work. It's very interesting.
Right.
Terry just hired a certain guy. And by the way, I know Terry very well. I know everything about Terry. I know him better than anybody would even believe. And there's no contest between the two men, really. There's no contest between the two men. But you know, Larry made a big mistake in California because he was speaking in front of 2,000 people. And they asked him a question about the election. Was it rigged? And he said no.
I know.
And as soon as he said that, most of the crowd left the room immediately, screaming. And they left the room very angry. Then the next day, he took it back, but it was too late. You know, when that happens, that was a bad moment. I'll tell you what, You know, nobody wants to write that. Nobody wants to say it. The good thing about me, I can say it, and I have a lot of people that listen. Well, the fact is that, do you know what I'm talking about there, Wayne?
He made
that
statement about the election. I know. I criticize him. I like Larry.
I said, that's the end of his election.
Yeah,
that's the end of his election.
I like Larry.
He didn't do very well.
I like Larry. I think he's great, but I criticized him on my radio show. I said, if he doesn't believe the election was rigged and stolen, then he's going to lose his entire radio audience and the election. Because here's the deal. I speak at hundreds of conservative events, and everywhere I go, I get standing ovations when I open the speech by saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with me, I want you to clap. President Trump won the 2020 election. It was rigged. It was stolen. Biden is an illegitimate president. And a standing ovation every single time. So I know what the people think, President Trump. I know what the American people believe. And the problem is that a lot of talk shows are out of touch with the American people. I'm not. I stay in touch. So,
They're afraid to talk. I think they're actually afraid to talk. They cancel advertisers on them. They do all sorts of things. Fox is petrified of that subject. They are petrified. They won't talk about it.
Right.
They have an absolute ban on it.
Well,
and you know what? They double their ratings. They're not doing great. They would double their ratings if they talked about it. Interestingly, OAN talks about it, and they do very well. You know, smaller, much smaller, but
yes.
But people view it. They love it. But I will say, when Larry made that statement, I said, wow, I'm so surprised to hear it. But they showed a picture of everyone, virtually everybody in the room. I think they had like 2,000 people. They all left booing. They were booing the hell out of him. The next day, he came out with a reverse statement. It was too late. You can never flip that once you say it. You know, it's very interesting, Wayne. A lot of people ask me, they say, and they're good people, they say, sir, don't talk about the election. Talk about the future. I said, you know, if I did that, now, that doesn't mean you're obsessed with it, but you have to explain, otherwise they won't fix it.
Right.
I said, when I do that, if I ever went in and didn't at least mention the rigged election and some of the facts that come out, like every day you hear another fact, that some of the rigged facts that come out, I think my people would really lose heart.
And we'll have more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump after this break.
In time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
And now, more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump. Don't lose sight of airlines, Southwest Airlines, and this weekend American Airlines. It was not scheduling.
What did you think of the Southwest pilot that used your brand in that line that we started
off? I think he's in a lot of trouble is what I think, but more important for
if
you...
If he is, I would hire him.
I
have a great plane. I would hire him. No. I would hire him.
I
would hire him instantly. And you know what? I'll bet he's a great pilot. He's got a little flip.
I have great friends, President Trump, who are Southwest pilots and American Airlines pilots. There was no wind issue.
Right.
There was no weather issue. This was a strike by pilots who don't want the vaccine mandate. So it's just ripping apart our country. But, you know, you said the supply chain was pure incompetence. I want to bring up one last thing. The supply chain, who's in charge of it? It's Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, who's the transportation secretary, who's taken a three-month leave to be with his husband and his two new adopted babies.
Right.
Now, look, that's sweet and that's wonderful, and I've never been anti-gay. I love gay people. But you know what? You have no right, when you take the job of transportation secretary, to take a maternity leave. You cannot do that when the supply chain, this is going to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Christmas is going to be gone because Mayor Pete. So it is total incompetence, or somebody just doesn't want things to work out. You know, one of the other big issues is in California, where they're backed up at the port. Do you realize the truckers have so many environmental rules from the liberals in California that even if they unloaded everything at the port, they couldn't pick it up because there aren't enough trucks because they all violate environmental laws. This is what's happening.
All they talk about now, Wayne, is the environment, okay?
Right.
They're worried about you know, the ocean's going to rise 1/10 of an inch within 100 years. First of all, they don't know that. They have no idea. It could go down 5 feet. It could go up 20 feet. They have no idea what's going to happen. But I watch Biden, who doesn't have a clue, and he's talking about the environment. China and Russia don't show up. India sends a person over to be nice, you know, because they want to continue to charge us 100% tariffs. They weren't doing things with me that they, I tell you what, India and I have a great relationship actually with just about all the leaders. Now, I will say COVID killed my relationship because that was a step too far with China. But I will say that if you look, he's over there talking about environment, windmills, which are the worst, by the way. You know, they're all made in Germany and China, by the way.
Well, look at Texas.
The fumes, if you're a believer in this, the fumes that go up into the air are more than anything they can possibly save until they no longer work and you have to make them again every 10 years. You know, the whole thing is so insane.
Look at Texas. When you rely on green energy, it goes down and the people freeze to death and their pipes burst and every business is out of business for a month. It's a nightmare. But
can you imagine Texas doing that, though? In all fairness, can you imagine them doing that, windmills, when they have free natural gas? You know, when you look at the burns on top of these wells that burn, that's all energy that they're throwing away. It costs you nothing. I mean, it's natural gas, costs you nothing. I mean, it's just not even believable. Wind is the most expensive form of energy. Most expensive.
I know, in so many ways.
Plus, it ruins the landscape, kills all the birds. Nobody, if you have a house that's in view or in sound, because they're noisy as hell, of a windmill, your house is worth 50% less.
Right.
People go crazy. So anyway, go ahead.
Back in the early 2000s, Spain became the green energy capital of Europe. And guess what? The whole country went bankrupt and there were no jobs. It doesn't work.
It's going to happen to Germany, too. I think Germany's now going the other way. Germany wanted to get rid of all of its coal plants and all of its nuclear plants, everything. They wanted to get rid of nuclear, too, which is interesting. So they wanted to get rid of it. Now they're reliant on Russia, okay? And now they're finding, gee, the windmills don't work too well, you know? When the wind doesn't blow, it's very hard to store wind energy. And when the windmills don't blow, the factories don't go. And that's the way it is. It's one of those little problems that they have over there.
Don't forget Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Biden approves of every pipeline in the world except the ones for our people. In America, he kept the pipeline. He has no problem with the Russian pipeline. He doesn't want a wall, but he wants one around his new beach house in Delaware. He doesn't want a wall, but he paid money. Congress gave money to Lebanon to build a wall and Turkey to build a wall with our taxpayer money. Yeah. Listen, last thing, and I'm going to let you run. Are you running for president in 2024? Start with that.
You're going to be very happy. Let me say that. You know, the campaign finance laws, which are absolutely ridiculous, don't really allow you to talk about it, because if you do talk about it, every time you do something, you have to take pictures of yourself, okay? So I just say to people all the time, I think they'll be very happy.
All right. Remember the last time you ran? I was the guy. You and I were in the news day and night for 6 months because I said to you, you should be the Speaker of the House. You don't have to run for it.
You did.
Literally, you can just become the Speaker of the House. If we win the House, they can vote you in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and his family are in Nantucket, Massachusetts to celebrate Thanksgiving. the president taking a trip to meet with members of Nantucket's Coast Guard. During the meeting, Biden responding to a reporter asking him what he's thankful for.
What am I thankful for? I'm not joking when I say I'm thankful for these guys. Thankful for them and everybody. I mean from the bottom of my heart.
House Judiciary Republicans are criticizing the president for his visit to Nantucket in a tweet saying Joe Biden is enjoying his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's home in Nantucket. Regular America enjoying the expensive gas and groceries. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the parade was back in full swing this year after a toned-down parade last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
And now, more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump. Don't lose sight of airlines, Southwest Airlines, and this weekend American Airlines. It was not scheduling.
What did you think of the Southwest pilot that used your Brandon line that we started
I think he's in a lot of trouble is what I think, but more important for
if
you.
If he is, I would hire him.
I
have a great plane. I would hire him. I would hire him.
I would hire him instantly.
And you know what? I'll bet he's a great pilot. He's got a little flip.
I have great friends, President Trump, who are Southwest pilots and American Airlines pilots. There was no wind issue.
Right.
There was no weather issue. This was a strike by pilots who don't want the vaccine mandate. So it's just ripping apart our country. But, you know, you said the supply chain was pure incompetence. I want to bring up one last thing. The supply chain, who's in charge of it? It's Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, who's the transportation secretary, who's taken a three-month leave to be with his husband and his two new adopted babies.
Right.
Now, look, that's sweet and that's wonderful, and I've never been anti-gay. I love gay people. But you know what? You have no right, when you take the job of transportation secretary, to take a maternity paternity leave. You cannot do that when the supply chain, this is going to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Christmas is going to be gone because Mayor Pete. So it is total incompetence, or somebody just doesn't want things to work out. You know, one of the other big issues is in California, where they're backed up at the port. Do you realize the truckers have so many environmental rules from the liberals in California that even if they unloaded everything at the port, they couldn't pick it up because there aren't enough trucks because they all violate environmental laws. This is what's happening.
All they talk about now, Wayne, is the environment, okay?
Right.
They're worried about, you know, the ocean's going to rise one-tenth of an inch within 100 years. First of all, they don't know that. They have no idea. It could go down 5 feet. It could go up 20 feet. They have no idea what's going to happen. But I watched Biden, who doesn't have a clue, and he's talking about the environment. China and Russia don't show up. India sends a person over to be nice, you know, because they want to continue to charge us 100% tariffs. They weren't doing things with me that they – I tell you what, India – and I have a great relationship, actually, with just about all the leaders. Now, I will say COVID killed my relationship because that was a step too far with China. But I will say that if you look, he's over there talking about environment, windmills, which are the worst, by the way. You know, they're all made in Germany and China, by the way.
Well, look at Texas.
The fumes, if you're a believer in this, the fumes that go up into the air are more than anything they can possibly save until they no longer work and you have to make them again every 10 years. You know, the whole thing is so insane.
Look at Texas. When you rely on green energy, it goes down and the people freeze to death and their pipes burst and every business is out of business for a month. It's a nightmare. But
can you imagine Texas doing that, though? In all fairness, can you imagine them doing that, windmills, when they have free natural gas? You know, when you look at the burns on top of these wells that burn, that's all energy that they're throwing away. It costs you nothing. I mean, it's natural gas, costs you nothing. I mean, it's just not even believable. Wind is the most expensive form of energy. Most expensive.
I know, in so many ways.
Plus, it ruins the landscape, kills all the birds. Nobody, if you have a house that's in view or in sound, because they're noisy as hell, of a windmill, your house is worth 50% less.
Right.
People go crazy. So anyway, go ahead.
Back in the early 2000s, Spain became the green energy capital of Europe. And guess what? The whole country went bankrupt and there were no jobs. It doesn't work.
It happened to Germany, too. I think Germany is now going the other way. Germany wanted to get rid of all of its coal plants and all of its nuclear plants, everything. They wanted to get rid of nuclear, too, which is interesting. So they wanted to get rid of it. Now they're reliant on Russia, okay? And now they're finding, gee, the windmills don't work too well, you know? When the wind doesn't blow, it's very hard to store wind energy. And when the windmills don't blow, the factories don't go. And that's the way it is. It's one of those little problems that they have over there.
Don't forget Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Biden approves of every pipeline in the world except the ones for our people. In America, he has no problem with the Russian pipeline. He doesn't want a wall, but he wants one around his new beach house in Delaware. He doesn't want a wall, but he paid money. Congress gave money to Lebanon to build a wall and Turkey to build a wall with our taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Listen, last thing, and I'm going to let you run. A, are you running for president in 2024? Start with that.
You're going to be very happy. Let me say that. You know, the campaign finance laws, which are absolutely ridiculous, don't really allow you to talk about it, because if you do talk about it, every time you do something, you have to take pictures of yourself, okay? So I just say to people all the time, I think they'll be very happy.
All right. Remember the last time you ran? I was the guy. We got, you and I were in the news day and night for 6 months because I said to you,
That's right.
Should be the Speaker of the House. You don't have to run for it.
You did.
Literally, you can just become the Speaker of the House. If we win the House, they can vote you in. Any thoughts on that? Any returning thoughts?
You know what? It's true. You were the first one that suggested that idea. And it had been picked up. Look, I get along with the House really well. They like me. In fact, you have another race tomorrow. Mike is running in Ohio, and he's going to win big. And, you know, when he first ran, I guess there were probably seven or eight people running. And he is he's going to – you have four or five – you have some races interesting tomorrow. You know, the endorsement, when I endorse somebody, were 148
magic.
Wins and two losses.
It's magic.
Think of that.
It's magic. I know.
So it's never happened before. Nothing like that's ever happened. And it's probably because I agreed to do your show. It gives me a lot of power.
All right. You know, say goodbye.
Congratulations on your wedding. I hear Cindy is fantastic. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The wedding. I just
Thank
wrote you a note. And if you like the note, you can frame it. If you don't like it, you can throw it out, okay?
I think we'll be reading it at the wedding. We have a lot of Republicans coming to the wedding.
Good.
It's going to be a Republican wedding
here
in Las Vegas. Hey, I'm going to
Any Democrats coming?
There's like three friends of mine that are Democrats.
Could be.
Scared.
No, this
scared
is a little bipartisanship. You know, you're not a star. You just want, you know what? You're a man of common sense more than a Republican or anything.
Listen,
you know, common sense.
And remember, I'm Jewish, so I've got to have a few Democrat friends. There's no choice, right? My relatives.
You have to have a couple.
But last thing, I'm going to send you a copy of my new book. It's been number one in various categories
Good.
At Amazon. The Great Patriot Protest
Good.
And Boycott Book. That's my way of attacking back. We got to use Dr. Martin Luther King's ideas of strikes and boycotts and civil disobedience and resist the illegitimate president. This guy isn't the president. He rigged it and stole it.
Nah.
You are the real president. So we can't listen to him while he destroys this country. We got to always be peaceful, never violence, but we've got to use peaceful civil disobedience to let them know that we're not going along with the destruction of the United States. That's all I'll say.
And by the way, they boycott more businesses and they scare more businesses.
Right.
And these businesses, those people, they love Trump, but they're petrified they're going to lose their job because they're
right.
going to do a little boycott. We ought to do, Republicans ought to be doing what they do. They fight
right.
harder.
Well,
fortunately, we have better
book.
Policy.
That's
if they ever had our policy, we'd have no Republicans, unfortunately. The Republicans have, we have to get rid of the Romneys and the little Ben Sasses and these guys we have
right.
in the party that are a disaster.
Weaklings.
You know, you look at what happened in Louisiana with that guy who campaigned on Trump. And,
right.
You know, we have to get rid of, we get some bad ones in our party, but we have mostly really good.
Our big problem is you and I grew up in New York and we learned how to fight. You went to military school. I grew up in a very rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline. I learned you either fight and gain the respect of your enemies or you will be destroyed. And we have too many country club Republicans who spend their life just playing badminton with Muffy. We need to fight. We need to be strong.
Well, you call them rhinos. The rhino term is a very accurate term for those people, and they do nothing for anybody, and they don't do anything for the country, I can tell you. And we have too many. But they are, I do believe they're going down. They've been going down. We've been taking them down. But they're almost, in many ways, they're worse than the Democrats themselves, because you don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So, but I want to thank you, Wayne. Your show is great. You're doing great. Good luck on the wedding and the everything. You're going to have a beautiful marriage. I know that. I have no doubt.
Thank you, President Trump.
And I will see you soon.
Yes, I wish you were at the wedding. I wish you could come, but I appreciate the note. I really do. Thank
I'd
you. God
to.
Bless you.
I would love
thank
to,
you.
Too. Thanks, Wayne. Take care
All
of yourself.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was my interview just earlier today. I think you could tell it wasn't live. It was earlier today because that was when President Trump was available, so we recorded it earlier today. This is Wayne Allyn Root, not only nationwide on USA Radio Network, with Raw and Unfiltered, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, but also first day on my new Vegas affiliate. I happen to live in Vegas. Vegas is a town I will always love. Vegas is my adopted hometown, so the affiliate here is very important to me. And we've got a massive audience in Las Vegas during Afternoon Drive. So it was a big move, and we're now on AM 670. AM 670 here in Las Vegas. Very proud to be on it. Who starts out in Las Vegas on their first day with an interview with the former President of the United States, who I believe is the current President of the United States, by the way, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. He is, but he isn't. Joe Biden, unfortunately, sadly, is the illegitimate President of the United States, guarded by the United States military, and there's not much you can do about that except hopefully win in 2022, sweep Congress in a landslide, and then win in 2024 with the President. But can you win if the election is rigged? And that's what, you know, so many hosts are afraid to talk about, and they don't want to talk about. And I've gotten so popular because I talk about what the people want to talk about, which is that the election was rigged, that elections are insecure, that we don't know if we could win in 2022, because you could win by a landslide, but if the mail-in votes with no voter ID and no signature match and ballot harvesting and counting votes for 7 days after election is over, if all of that is in effect, you could win by a landslide and still lose. Ask Donald Trump in 2020. So wherever I go, that's the number one issue. Republicans want to know, what have we done about rigged elections, insecure elections? Our election process is a fraud. It's a fraud. Mexico has thumbprint and photo ID issued by the government, or you can't vote. And in America, that's racist. But vaccine passports and federal ID all day long, 24 hours a day in restaurants, bars, anywhere you go, soon planes, trains, and buses. That's okay. No problem at all. Wayne Allyn Root, more when we get back. Lots more when we get back. The Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn
Root. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and have we got to be thankful today. Wayne Allyn Root listeners get 40% off of our Energized Health protocol that reverses illnesses and disease that causes unbelievable fat loss, muscle gain, intercellular hydration. And if you've been waiting, you've been procrastinating, we're going to make it pay for you. Because Black Friday only, one day only, you get an extra 50% off. That's right. So you need to reach out to us today. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or log on to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com. This is going to be your greatest year ever. Don't wait for a resolution. Have a revolution.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran owned, service disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PMG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at
at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so welcome to the 670 audience in Las Vegas. First time maybe you've ever had a chance to hear yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. We are nationally syndicated all over the country, but the show comes to you live from Las Vegas. Matter of fact, little proof of life right now. It is almost 4 o'clock on the West Coast here in Las Vegas, 3:53. It is the first Monday, the 1st of November. So a little proof of life for you, as they say in kidnapping scenarios. Now you know it's me. You know it's live in Las Vegas and all over the country with Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. But so proud to be here on AM 670. Thrilled to be 670 as my Vegas affiliate. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are that people lose fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger. And how do I know? Because I am Exhibit A. I am the Exhibit A. I'm the boots on the ground. I was on the program for only 88 days, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Can you imagine losing 25 pounds of inner body fat and gaining 10 pounds of muscle? I'm 60 years old, and I look like Popeye the Sailor Man. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. I got in the program last December, so I've been on it almost a year, 1 month shy of a year. And I've kept off the entire 25 pounds of inner body fat. And I've kept the 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm now hydrated, because this is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So go to the website, energizedhealth.com, check out all the amazing testimonials of people who have the same story I do, or cut to the chase, join right now. It's so wonderful and refreshing And by the way, my interview with Trump, we filmed it. So it's going to be released on video in 48 hours. And my video is the one that when I interviewed Trump back in May, it got out all over the United States. It became big news. People love videos. And so this video will be everywhere on the Internet and everywhere on conservative websites. And you will see that I look younger than I've looked in 10 or 15 years. I have a photo of me in 2011, 10 years ago, with Steve Forbes. And I look so different than I look now. I look 10 years older then than I look now, 10 years later, because of Energized Health. Call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Results can't lie. Video can't lie. Watch the video. Go to my website, rootforamerica.com, and you'll see. Results don't lie. Just mention war, and you get 40% off. 4-0 for mentioning Wayne Allyn Root, war. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So you heard me talking to Trump about Biden and what a disaster he is. Let's go Brandon. You all know, you understand, right? Let's go Brandon stands for F Joe Biden. But we don't say those words, right? We don't say those bad words. So we just say, let's go Brandon. And the reason why is because the crowd was chanting F Joe Biden at a NASCAR event when the NBC reporter was interviewing Brandon something. I don't even know his last name. I don't follow NASCAR. It's not my thing. I'm a football guy. I've never watched NASCAR in my life. Well, I've watched it once or twice in my life, but not a lot. And so I don't know who Brandon is, but I know his name is Brandon as his first name, and he had just won a NASCAR race, and the gal from NBC had a mic in his face, and the crowd's chanting F Joe Biden in the background, and she goes, look, Brandon, they're chanting, let's go, Brandon. And it was, you know, her way and NBC's way, telling the audience that everyone in the entire audience was chanting F Joe Biden, which they do at all the football games, college football games, pro football games. You'll probably hear it. Well, you won't hear it because they don't allow it to go on the air. But believe me when I tell you they will do it on the Monday Night Football game tonight between the Kansas City Chiefs and New York Giants. Everywhere you go in sports, they're chanting F Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. So it's just funny because today, just today, the leader of our country, the man who in 2019 and 2020, I was the first guy in the country to consistently have the cojones, the balls, to say on the air on my Newsmax national TV show, Joe Biden is a shell of a man. Joe Biden is like a brain-dead zombie. Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden has Alzheimer's. Joe Biden cannot string together three sentences. He cannot possibly be president of the United States. I called it better and quicker before anyone else in the country. Just like I was the first one to say that Trump should become Speaker of the House when we take back the House in 2022 and lead the impeachment of Biden and open up 20 criminal investigations into the Biden crime family. And Trump said, what a great idea. And it became leading headlines all over this country for months and months and months. It was really quite amazing. To this day, there's probably two or three mentions in the media a day of Wayne Root said that Trump should be Speaker of the House after they win back the House and Senate in 2022. And Donald Trump agreed with him on the air on Wayne Root's show. So it's kind of funny. It became the biggest thing. And I was the guy who, you know, told everybody Biden is brain dead. Biden has Alzheimer's. Biden has dementia. Well, Biden fell asleep today at the UN climate summit. He fell asleep. Now, of course, his supporters will say he wasn't asleep. He was just, you know, nodding his head and resting his eyes. The old man with dementia fell asleep. And it was only days ago in front of the Pope that he uttered something. He muttered or uttered something to the effect of, you're a African-American baseball legend, to the Pope. He thought the Pope is Satchel Paige. I swear to you, I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making something up. He's brain dead. There's nothing left. It's weekend at Biden's. They've got their hand up his you-know-what, and they're making his mouth move. Who is they? I believe Barack Obama. I believe George Soros. I believe the Chinese Communist Party. I believe the leaders of China. I believe the president of China. They now control the White House. They control the puppet dummy with dementia in the White House who falls asleep and mixes up the Pope with a black baseball player.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.